Probably should clean my screen here.
So Paul, do you see any difference? I'm talking right now. I'm going to switch the microphone. Like now, do you hear any difference? Is it better, worse?
It what was discernible to me was that
wait. I think I need to change something else because I don't hear you. Okay.
I think we got our outtake.
Now I hear you. Yeah.
I think we got our outtake. The leprechaun stolen your audio. I didn't catch him because Doctor Who came and took him away.
Should I keep this microphone or is it better the previous one?
Switch it again real quick.
Sure. So this is more of like a professional one, and this is this one. This is the camera one.
Switch it back. Switch it back. It definitely sounds better. The other one.
Okay. Like this.
All right. It definitely sounds better. Now, you know, while you're doing that, I guess I should check mine because I've got something here too. If I can do this real quick.
Yeah.
Let's see. And of course, that's messing with stuff. Let's see, where's this go? Back here. All right. Turn that light back on. Nope. There you go. All right. So I got this. We plug this in. Okay, let's see here. Testing. Let's switch over the audio. Where? Settings, here we go. Testing. And default built-in. Okay, here we go. All right, can you hear me?
I can, yes.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes.
Oh, wait. I can't hear you now.
Same thing happened to me.
Mike, hang on. Default built-in. Okay. Say something?
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Which one was better? Is this one better?
I didn't notice a difference.
Is this one better?
I think so, yeah. What do you have there?
Okay, this is the laptop, and I'm now switching over to the blue one. I'm on the blue one now.
Keep talking.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I.
I think this one is better.
Okay, all right, cool. I'll switch back over to the blue then. All right. It's not an easy thing. Like it's not like a plug and play. Like I gotta fix the configurations and stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Here's the mic.
Ah. Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
I have this one. I bought it. I bought it for a podcast.
Nice.
Some years ago, and I have it.
All right. I will move this in and I'll see if I can get it working. Okay, so we're good. Are you ready?
All set, yes.
All right. Welcome, everybody. For those of you that are new to the Defenders Digest, JP here, and I will be giving you a recap of all things ERP security related. Our goal is to keep this thing timely and relevant for our defenders out there. As always, let's start off with Patch Tuesday findings with anything special of note. JP, do you want to jump in and do the honors?
Absolutely. Thank you, Paul. Hello, and hello, everyone. Thanks for joining. So we have Patch Tuesday for this March, second Tuesday of every month, as usual. In this edition, we had 12 new and updated SAP security nodes, including 3 hot news and 3 high priority nodes as well. It's important to note that there's been a focus on SAP NetWeaver Java because it's been a critical node affecting SAP NetWeaver Java, and 3 information disclosure ones. So if you're running SAP NetWeaver Java, it's important to apply those patches to reduce the risk. As always, the Anapsys Research Labs has contributed to 3 information disclosure vulnerabilities in this case. So we are always reporting and collaborating with SAP in terms of finding and fixing vulnerabilities. So going into the hot news, there are 2 that are relevant to mention. The first one is SAP Security Node 342-5274. It scores a CVSS of 9.4, so it's quite critical. But the interesting part is that it affects all of the applications that were built with SAP Build Apps versions lower than 4.9.145. So these applications that were built with that vulnerable version or lower incorporate a library that is vulnerable and could expose the entire application. So fixing this is somehow straightforward, but also not straightforward because it's really upgrading the version of the library, but you need to go back and rebuild all of those affected applications. So it's important to understand that if you have applications that were built with SAP Build Apps versions lower than 4.9.145, go ahead, update the library and update and rebuild all those applications. The second one to mention in terms of hot news is SAP Security Node 3433192, which scores 9.1 in terms of CVSS. It's a critical code injection vulnerability in the log viewer for Java. So basically the log viewer was not properly restricting all the file types that were able to be uploaded. An attacker was able to upload sensitive or let's say dangerous file types. Now the patch, if you upgrade the plugin, the log viewer plugin, basically it's restricting the file types to only the ones that are not dangerous, that could not be used to execute commands on the operating system or to do dangerous things. Then moving forward, in terms of the high priority ones, there is one that affects HTTP2 in the SAP HANA XS Classic and XS Advanced. So these are the applications, the web applications that are built on top of HANA XS Engine. You need to upgrade the HANA XS Classic and HANA XS Advanced because there is a vulnerability in the way that the HTTP2 protocol is managed. So again, remember going back to 2022 and 2023 where we saw SAP patching ICMAD that was discovered by the Anapsys Research Labs. And in 2023 also similar issues but extended to HTTP2. Well, SAP continues to improve the security of these components by fixing the way this protocol is processed. And also in terms of high priority nodes, security node 341-4195, it scores 7.2 in terms of CVSS, and it's patching a path traversal in business objects. Important to address because many different things could be done by abusing of a path traversal vulnerability. So go ahead and upgrade your or update the components of your SAP Business Objects Business Intelligence. And with that, we wrap up the summary of the March security nodes. So back to you, Paul.
Thanks, JP. That's certainly a lot of good information to be aware of. Let me see here. So I want to jump into a couple of things that are happening out there in the threat space. With respect to SAP and an issue that was discovered back earlier this year, it's an open redirect vulnerability. So what that means is that there was a phishing scam that was happening at the beginning of the year targeting a large multinational company, and that permitted the use of using their own domain. And once attackers identify these open redirects, some more outtakes. Oh, I can't hear you again. Hold on.
I was muted. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Apparently, my laptop didn't like what I was talking about. So yeah,
you said bug traversal, and then you immediately froze. So it seems to be like a secret word or a keyword for like crashing the computer. Maybe there's a vulnerability linked to that.
Yeah. My system doesn't like me talking about it. It couldn't handle the information. Oh, no. I'm going to crash.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's good to see that the recording is still happening. So.
Yeah. So we just give Virginia a little bit more work to do the editing.
All right. Let's jump back into it. After that, my computer rebelling. Listen, computer, stay in there. We're going to talk about this. I'm going to push this on you. Let's go back to this open redirect vulnerability. Let's pick it back up or restart up to Virginia. Up to Virginia. Okay, so this open redirect vulnerability, take two. There was an attack happening earlier this year against a large multinational company that was using SAP. And there is a patch for this, but it's an open redirect in the URL. And it's a very common threat vector that's used by scammers, especially when they're trying to send phishing links to victims, because what they can do then is they can use the domain name of an established, well-trusted organization who has ownership over a domain, right? So when you look at domains, you want to take a look at a lot of different aspects to a domain. You want to take a look at, is it new, right? Is it using name servers that are trusted? Is it communicating with other artifacts? Is it leaving other artifacts that are trustworthy or not trustworthy? What's the history of the domain? What IPs are these things tied to? What's the information in the DNS records, right? There's a lot of intel when it comes to DNS, and it takes a very specialized skill set to be able to really understand a domain name, because there's a lot of threats that use like dynamically generated algorithms to create domain names, which makes it harder for defenders to detect or work against or to take down. So it's very awesome for attackers to be able to discover an open redirect and be able to use it, because then that allows you to use the legitimate domain with a legitimate URL at that domain, and then simply tag on a value that that if as a user you click that specially crafted link, you can then go and visit that target, that malicious target destination, right? So you can have an evil domain with a landing page that is set up to take your SAP credentials, for instance, right? So you could be targeted. You can, an attacker can say, hey, I'm your IT department, right? I need you to log in. And then they'll send you an email with a totally legit, valid domain. That domain is not going to get picked up by your filters because it's scored as legitimate. It's going to come through. The filters aren't going to stop it. And then you click on that link because you think it's totally legit. You know, you look at the domain, it's a legit domain. But when you click on it, what you're not aware of is that now you're going to get redirected over to the miscreant's their controlled domain in the end, because it's going to hop to the legitimate, you're going to get redirected to the bad domain. And now you got to be aware, right? You got to be careful where you're at so that you don't give away your credentials. But that's a very common tactic. And so I wanted to highlight that because, again, we come back to the vulnerability management, right? You want to make sure that you're running your patches. You want to make sure that you're watching for these types of tricks that the miscreants can use. And needless to say, I just want to point out that the large multinational company, they did detect this type of activity and they put a block to it on their end right away. So kudos to all organizations that are doing fantastic monitoring and detection and then having proper response in place to be able to handle any type of threat that's occurring. The other thing too that that we focused on from time to time in our discussions, JP and I, and also in some articles that you may have come across. If not, please take a look. We've written about ALF V and Black Cat before, but I just wanted to share that you know, they've been in the press recently again. There's been a lot of controversy over, you know, if they've received a large payment from a victim that they had targeted. By large, we're talking tens of millions of dollars. But ultimately, the group shortly after that, they said that they were shutting down and that they already found a buyer for their information. So, and as a side note, as Black Cat has gone away, supposedly, Lockbit also is estimated to have, they've also extorted about $120 million in payments from over 2,000 victims worldwide. But on February 20th, Lockbit's website was seized by the FBI and the UK's NCA following a months-long infiltration of the group. So some interesting news, some hopefully good news about these groups going by the wayside. JP, over to you. I hear that we've got some pretty interesting information to share with our viewers.
Absolutely. Just closing on the ransomware side, a few weeks ago, CISA released an alert about AFB and ransomware campaigns they are driving. So it's important to stay on top of that and also consume all the resources that CISA provides. They are free and they are aimed to provide alerts on the what's relevant and what's really important. And talking about important, what's more important than SAP pen tests, right? So we get a lot of requests for doing pen tests. We get a lot of customers asking for it. And of course, I have no question or no hesitation in saying that we have the industry leading team in terms of experience, in terms of tools, in terms of background to perform SAP pen tests. So they understand inside and out, in and out, how SAP works and the different vulnerabilities that can affect those systems. So in that case, I think it's very important whenever this team is performing assessments and performing trainings, they take all of the learnings from the assessments into being able to deliver trainings. So upcoming in mid of this year, I think it's July, August, we have Black Hat USA in Vegas. So what a better excuse to go to Vegas than get trained by the leading experts in SAP pen testing. So if you want to understand what are SAP systems, what are the techniques, what are the exploits, the vulnerabilities, how to protect also, I encourage you to go to Black Hat US 2024 and subscribe to the SAP security training that is hosted by the Onapsis Research Labs.
I couldn't have said it better myself. I mean, it's a world-class pen testing team and the team that I'm humble and fortunate to work with, JP and the rest of the security research team. I'm blown away. So thank you. I think, I think that brings us essentially to the end. Look, we love doing these things, Defenders Digest, and we look forward to doing more. So please stay tuned for our next episode that will be coming out. JP, any last word for our viewers?
Looking forward to the next one. Thank you all for joining.
Awesome. Thanks, everyone, and have a great March and going into April, too. Thank you. Okay, so let's see here. Manage recording. I think we've definitely got good outtakes. We're good to stop? Okay.